Hello and welcome to episode 6. This is Big Fat Dangus, and I'm joined by a very special guest. The man who makes everyone say, "I'm 5'13", you gotta believe me. It is Uncle Doug. On the only show that makes post-Wall Helena say, "Repeal the 19th, this is the Tea Lollicost. What's up, boys?
Good evening, gents. How you doing? Thanks for the intro.
Doing good. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I'm actually doing fantastic because the unthinkable has happened. The toastiest, the postiest, the roastiest dusty old bag this side of GeoCities has joined the Thought Patrol. Post-Wall Helena, how about
Has she turned a new leaf?
It's looking that way.
She's joined the enemy camp.
Yeah, she was laying the smackdown on the Islamic broads and their shampoo that they're enjoying a little bit too much.
So, yeah, do you think that was it seemed like semi-satirical. That's how I read that post.
Yeah, that's my read, too, because I think she was trying to, like, trying to dig at the fact that we blast roasties on that sub for basically everything and anything. Because it was, you know, it was like a very modestly covered up. And she was fucking washing her hair with like a hijab on in the shower. It was weird. I didn't know that commercials were in that part of the world were clamped down to that extent.
It's the equivalent of having a toothpaste ad with dentures.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, she was, that set her off for whatever reason.
Amazing judgment. The judgment of a family court law magistrate.
Yeah, it's amazing how much time she has to do these things. I mean, you would think the judges would be like reviewing laws and shit, but no. None of that.
No. Forums. Get a feel for the people.
Yeah, tiny forums, yes.
I think she's just waiting for the day when she can finally, send you to jail for something, Dingus, you know? She's like...
She is probably has a massive case file on me of basically every fucking thing I've ever typed that she's ever read. It's probably on a thumb drive somewhere that's in like a plastic biohazard bag in a drawer in her office somewhere. Would not surprise me. But you know, it's no surprise that she's got ants in her pants to that degree because this article that I have here from Psychology Today, titled "Meet the Least Happy People in America." Okay, so get ready for. Does anyone have a guess as to what, you know, what demographic might be the unhappiest people in America?
I'm gonna guess it's a married mother with two children.
Wrong. Oh. Basically, if you read in this article, tell me this does not sound familiar. Okay. The unhappiest profile. So these are American workers. Female, 42 years old, unmarried and no children, household income under $100,000, and in a professional position, doctor, lawyer, etc. That sounds familiar.
An et cetera part. Trying to think of what other profession I might add to that.
So we're talking probably like upper middle class, 50, 60, 70. Nurses possibly. But I think this is more of like a more white collar-y type of stuff. So maybe professors, things like that.
Or lawyers that became judges, maybe. Possibly.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely in this case. And then it's funny because the contrast to that. So here's the profile of the happiest workers. All right. Male, 39 years old, married, household income between $150,000 and $200,000, in a senior management position, one young child at home, and a wife who works part-time. So those are the happiest workers.
Unheard of. Yeah. Who would have thought that?
I know. It's almost like... It was so obvious all along. But now we have a study that proves
it. Well, why is 200K like a barrier for a man's happiness, though? Seems a little arbitrary.
I think probably once you get up into the mid to high six figures, you are under so much pressure to be able to make that kind of money. You're probably miserable. And you're probably doing eight balls and, you know, you got a flask in your suit and all this shit to
fucking sucking cock.
Yeah, okay, maybe that too. You never know. But yeah, I think once you get up into that range, you're in such high pressure shit that it takes a toll.
Well, I think you might be onto something. You get enough disposable income that you can still have fun, but not so much money and pressure that it's negating your happiness.
Yeah, plus your taxes are probably a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Part people of are always trying to is that they want more money, so it's never going to be fulfilled.
And steal your Porsche and everything else?
For these people.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like that issue they're having with the yacht company over in, I want to say it's Belgium, maybe. There's this yacht company that's kind of far down a little bit in ways, and you have to take a canal to get there. But these billionaires, so Bezos and these other people, keep building progressively bigger and bigger and bigger yachts to dick measure. And the yachts are so big now that they can't fit underneath this bridge that goes over the canal. So it's probably like that same type of thing, you know, it's just like it's never enough.
So it's like that, what's his name, Roman Abramovich. He started that, didn't he, back in the day, making these mega yachts in the Mediterranean. And everyone else is just trying to compete with him. They just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, that's what I heard, is that every time one of these dickheads comes out with the biggest yacht, like the next bigger one is already on the drawing board.
They also race them, too. That's a big part of it.
Oh, there you go.
I remember I used to work for an exchange, and the guy tried to beat Bezos that year, and he lost, and he was super pissed, and the whole company he made the whole company feel upset about it, basically, just because he lost a little race with his CEO buddy.
Oh, what did he do? Get out the cat of nine tails and just start cleaning house?
Oh, man.
Billionaires really are petty. It was like with all the rockets, with Jeff Bezos and all the rest, and all making fun of the billionaire who was last to hit space.
Yeah, the penis rockets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the one that looks like a fucking dick. Like, you cannot look at that and tell me they didn't intentionally make it look like a fucking dick.
Good job, first place with your dick rocket. It's like Dr. Evil.
And Bezos is probably, like, the biggest-looking pussy of the billionaires that are trying to go to space, right? So he, like, overcompensated more than Musk, you know? Like,
yeah, like, they'll never notice my wonky eye if I have the biggest rocket.
I was going to just say, speaking of roasties, oh, my God, that woman he's with? Jesus.
Oof! Woman? Yeah, I don't think so. God damn.
The richest man in the world, and that's what he has to show for it.
And the stupidest thing is, like, his wife was, his former wife is very attractive, especially for her age. Like, to leave her for this, you know, this, the gorilla hands and the big heavy brow and just this broad that he went with instead is, just rough looking.
Maybe it's true love.
Maybe. I mean, I guess there's some small possibility, but I don't know.
I don't think it's.
So I'm just looking at it now. Is it Lauren Sanchez?
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
That's it. Yeah,
I believe her name is Lauren Dirty Sanchez. You know, whenever I see Bezos, I always think, like, you know, you'll see those stories about how people supposedly start to look like their pets. And it'll be like a picture of like some dude and like his dog next to him, and they really kind of look alike. Well, it's funny how Bill Gates and Bezos and all these people start to look like comic strip villains, which they are. Like, you got Bezos with his eye popping out, and Gates with his, like, you know, his saggy face, blotchy skin. I don't know if that's a coincidence or what's going on there.
God, same thing with Charles Schwab and those two brothers, and what's his name before he died? Adelson?
Who was it?
Adelson, right?
Oh, Sheldon Adelson.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Rothschilds with their, like, enormous alien heads. Maybe there's something to that. I don't know.
Who are the two brothers you're talking about?
Those two rich brothers that own shit ton of stuff. I forget their names.
Oh, the Bogdanovs.
No, they're not the irrelevant ones. The ones that are really bad.
The Bogdanovs own everything, so, you know.
The Koch brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's just something about rich people that just, I guess they took the attribute on the D&D sheet for being ugly. I don't know.
I thought it was those vampiric diets just not working out the way they hoped.
Yeah, it's the Kuru, you know. Clinton can tell you all about that one.
What, the conspiracy, the adrenochrome and the embryos?
Yeah, and then there's this disease. I'm trying to remember if this is actually even a real disease or if this is just total bullshit. But supposedly there is some sort of disease that you can get from, like, consuming human bodies or brains or whatever the fuck. And back in the day when she was on camera all the time, because in the 2016 election, you know, it was hypothesized that some of her weird mannerisms and health problems were related to Kuru. Which, I'll buy it. I mean, you can't prove it's not Kuru. But anyway, you know, in Helena's case, you know, there is really a spot of good news here for her. Because it so happens that an article just came out. And here's the title. I'm going to read this verbatim. I'm not going to add anything at all. Here's what it says. A new study says doing chores like washing dishes and gardening can decrease heart disease risks among women. Get the fuck back in the kitchen and you'll be happy and healthy again. It's right here. It is in black and white. Beautiful.
Yeah, that last study talked about where women work part-time and that makes the family the best. That totally makes sense to me. Like, you know, it's like I could see them wanting something so they feel like, you know, they have like a little bit of like a part of themselves that isn't related to the family. You know what I mean? Some sort of identity. But to make it like a full-time job. Income. To make it like a full-time job where the family's like a second-class citizen. Fuck that shit, you know?
Yeah, that's and putting your kids in daycare, hell with that. Avoid that if you possibly can. Any potential parents out there.
Always hear horror stories about that. Kids getting abused and hurt.
Yeah. I just saw something kinder care down in Florida. This mother shows up to pick up her 2-year-old and the fucking lights are off in the building and the door is locked. And the kid is like banging on the window to get out. They, I guess, just completely forgot about her.
Hmm. Well, no one's going to care for your kid the way like a mom's going to care for your kids. Why would they care? They're just getting paid to do a job. And when they've got other responsibilities or something else to do that's more important, I just leave it.
Yeah, literally, I mean, in this case.
You guys know that like most of those daycare centers are all funded by EBT, right? That's why they're so shitty.
Yeah, there's a lot of shitty assistance programs that feed it. And that's also why they're so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Because they're propped up by...
Yeah,
assistance.
And people get to use Monopoly money to pay for it. Sucks to be a normal person.
Yeah, in so many ways it does. But yeah, hey, there's a glimmer of hope here. You know, scrub them sinks down, make a sack of sandwiches, you're gonna feel just fine. But Doug, why don't you hit us with some topics from down under?
Well, one of the last things I was looking at recently actually, here's one. The government on Wednesday just passed the catfish bill.
What?
Yeah,
can't catfish
I read over
people
that.
Anymore?
So the catfish bill was one they pushing through the Senate, didn't get stopped. It basically breezed through. Normally it takes months and months and months for both parties, all major parties, to concede to a motion. This is pretty much pushed through during the COVID pandemic, called the Identify and Disrupt Bill on the Senate. And this allows parliamentarians to make their own task force to impersonate, modify, and delete your data. So they come on, pretend to be you online, and all your... Wait. Personalities.
They just legalize catfishing.
Yep, just happened on
Wednesday.
They can
steal your identity.
They can steal your online identity and persona, They could add content to, delete content that you're posting, modify content that you're posting to incriminate you, or even download something illegal to your personal computer and arrest you for something you didn't do.
So basically, they've become, basically a big version of AOU.
Man, that's
like the 1984 level ministry right there.
That's North Korea and China doing that, and now we're doing it here too.
So like, what was the precedent? Like, who are they trying to get with this?
Anyone who disagrees with the government.
Let's say it's the anti-vaxxers and shit.
Anyone. Anyone filing against whatever motion they're trying to put at any current time. So presently it's probably COVID vaccinations, and soon it will be climate change, and it could be someone talking smack about one of the politicians' roasty daughters.
Yeah, or just basically being...
It sounds like something that Canada is going to push through immediately, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, if it hasn't happened already, fucking hell.
Crazy.
It seems like I was reading over what the official reasoning supposedly is for them doing this, and they say it's to go after typical shit that they say to go after trafficking and things of that nature. But then it also said it was going to be for things like tax evasion,
which is funny too, because here in Australia everything's under like a .gov, so it's linked with several different accounts and government agencies are incorporated into one larger agency, so there's no way you can even get around tax evasion here anymore. It's nearly impossible, unless of course you're a multinational corporation paying tax benefits to help fund political campaigns for federal elections.
Yeah, I think it also said there's going to be some kind of exemption for the media.
Oh, of course.
Who could have predicted that? Yeah, wow, shocker. And so, what kind of recourse does the public of Australia have against this kind of shit? Is there like nothing that can be done, or can it be appealed or something?
I don't even think most people even know about it, because every time they post something about it, it gets scrubbed. So it's only been out a handful of times on a handful of forums. And the idea of this, the only thing they're required to do to take over an account or disrupt data or change data or add something to your computer, your device, it's to specify what activities they propose to be carried out. They didn't have to say what you're guilty of or what they inferred that you've done wrong. They seem to say, here's person X, and we're going to do this. And that's for the reason we're going to do this. They don't have to say you've even done anything wrong.
Jesus. So you don't even... So no warrant, no charges, no nothing.
No, involved. Nothing. No.
You know what you did.
Disagreed with AOG. Yeah.
Dear God.
It fucking sucks. I mean,
they've done something similar in the UK. So when we were back on Old Vote before that crash, there were a couple of Englishmen that used to post, and they were doing something similar, and a few of them just like ghosted within the space of a few weeks, 6 months out before the site closed down. And for the exact same reason, something happened similar over there.
You need a license for that.
You need a license to speak.
Well, yeah, apparently now there's not even any license involved. They'll just get in there and raid your shit. Basically, if they feel like it, is what it sounds like.
But they didn't eliminate any jobs in the process. There's someone there to rubber stamp it.
Hmm. Well, there was a case here a while ago. I don't know how closely they've been following like the Australia subs, but there was a gentleman here called Jordan Shanks, or Jordan Skanks, I think it was. He's basically a young man, early 20s, and his mates are teenagers. And there was a task force made called Persons of Interest Unit, which is a corrupt police officers going around to harass teenagers for talking shit about politicians who were caught doing corrupt and illegal things in Parliament.
I think I've seen some of that stuff with that force.
Hmm. A task force of Stasis, the most crooked cops you've ever met in the entire country, that are harassing day in, day out teenagers.
Wait, they're actually called Stasis?
No. They're called what were they called? The Persons of Interest Unit.
Okay, Stasi sounded better. Wow. Well, shit. What else is going on down there?
I was going to say, is there anything good happening? Is there any positive trends?
No. Not really. The other thing is, this is a really, really good one too, is the a new thing they got going called the Share Equity Scheme Housing. No way for this one. This is Jewing times 10.
That article made me rage out, so please continue.
Yeah. What this comes down to is we've got hyperinflation of property prices here, which are being held high for the sole purposes of having a large voting block So what we all shit on boomers all the time. Boomers, boomers, boomers. They're a large voting bloc, and they all vote as a conglomerate, and they're at the retirement age, so they want to have a reinvestment of, you know, actual assets, actual land value, property value. So to keep that artificially high, they're stopping building new cities in the town or in Australia, so that they can artificially increase those properties so they can get a larger return on investment so they can have live better off in retirement. Now, what they're going to do is, instead of reducing that by increasing supply, what they want to do is keep those so high, the property prices, that they'll then take half of your mortgage off you and the government will pay for it. And after you pay a hyperinflated mortgage, even at 6 or 7 times, even if they pay half of it, then they keep your property.
I just have one question. Day of the fucking pillow, when?
It's got to be soon. It's got to be soon.
It better be soon. So when I was reading over that, the question that came to mind was, how does the Australian the chink problem play into that? Because my understanding always sort of was that a lot of the high pricing and short supply was caused by the, you know, the Chinese buying everything up. Is that a factor, you think?
It definitely is a factor. Now, you look at the landmass of somewhere like America, for example. You guys go to something like 2,500 cities. Now, we have approximately very similar landmass, but let's just say a third of it's uninhabitable because it's like desert because of the megafires for the past 65,000 years. So what we have, we've got about 15 cities. We should have somewhere about 2,000 cities. Now, we've got Pacific, which goes all the way around the country. We've already got roads. We've got the infrastructure available. There should be a city every 120 to 150 kilometers up and down the coast, the entire coast of the country, which is habitable and inside a very comfortable zone, very comfortable temporal zone. And a lot of these big areas have been hyperinflated through mass migration intentionally to also saturate the market. So it's all supply and demand, and they're just not building new cities. They're not building new houses.
Huh. Now, why are they not building anything? Is it just solely because they want to jack the prices up in the few cities?
Jack prices up, stagnate growth, reduce wages, increase migration, skilled worker shortage. There's several reasons I want to do it. But
it sounds
one of those
like
big a
Agenda 2030, like, perfected.
Mm. They've been thinking about this for a while, so it depends how far down the rabbit hole you want to get. But right now, let's just say they're looking at a larger voting bloc to reintroduce or maintain the status quo for the government that's currently in power. And the people that are mostly likely to vote for them at the age where they want to get matrication on their investment properties, who are looking at retiring and downsizing to somewhere rural. And those prices will get the biggest return of investment if the prices are artificially high.
And so these boomers, they just do not give a fuck about giving it to their kids? Like, where do their children...
Well, do they in America?
No, I'm not saying it's any better here, but wow.
Yeah. They don't care. Why would they?
I was going to say, that the big city phenomenon is not even isolated to Australia. It's just seems to be a lot of, like, forces. Some are, like, you know, greedy people, as Uncle Doug was saying, but there's some other more sort of, like, self-fulfilling prophecy kind of forces where, as a city gets bigger, it attracts more things. And more stuff funnels around it, right? And they get more funding and they get more voting and political power. And that's why in the United States, I don't know Australia, but in the United States, I know that, you know, San Francisco and freaking LA and, you know, Chicago and New York City and a handful of other cities are basically running the show politically, right, at the federal level.
That's exactly it. And we're basically 10 years behind all the political trends that are happening both in America and Canada. So you look at places like what happened in Canada and Toronto probably 15 years ago now, whereas mass migration from India and China were moving into areas like that, and they were just hyperinflating property prices, and there was a mass white exodus, white flight. And then within several years after that, everything started being shut down, like hospitals, schools, everything else. It was just like dead residential space. That property was so high, you couldn't even pay land tax.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of going on in California, too, I think, for the last maybe probably longer years. And then we all know what happens. They go into, you know, better cost of living states, but then they bring their shitty fucking ideas with them, and then the whole thing starts over.
Again and again.
So that's, I don't even know, cool. Like, even saying that Australia maybe hypothetically had more cities to go to, it seems like the cycle would just continue, you know?
We can always delay that, though, and there's no reason we couldn't have more. Like I was saying earlier, like, America's got, like, 2,500 cities. We've got about 15. It's ludicrous. It's so low. There's no reason they couldn't, within the next 10 years, instead of spending or blowing out the budget for how many ever trillions of dollars it's going to take the next 30 to 40 years to pay off, invest in military spending to secure us from China's aggression in Antarctica and the South Pacific and regional security, and also just develop in housing, reduce migration, and promote people having families, settling down, and finding proper jobs, just everything in other areas. There's no reason everyone needs to slam into three Eastern Coast cities.
Yeah, well, let me know when your campaign kicks off, man. All done, mate.
I'll never run for politics, I'm too honest.
Yeah, well, you better learn how to lie better, boy.
Australia's a pretty damn big country too, so even though so that number of cities, when you compare it to the United States, that's a drastic difference.
Exactly. Okay. And that's how you need to look at it, to like have other people view instantly what the problem is, what the disparity issue is, because there it shouldn't be anywhere near that large of a gap.
I wonder how bad shit's gonna have to get for it to change. That's a question we ask America, like, even people, you know, just day to day that you meet, like, the question constantly comes up. Okay, how bad are things gonna have to get before they can change? And what's your take on that from the Aussie side of things?
A lot worse. I think to the point where you actually destitute living under a bridge with a gun to your head before half the people start waking up. Even then, they'd probably like lick the gun.
So people are really not up in arms about this yet, you don't think?
Nah, it's
like they probably just see it in really kind of a smaller lens of just, you know, their own lives, and
which is exactly why property prices are able to continue being hyperinflated, because people are looking after ourselves and you're not looking at other people or the city or the township or your community or the country or your race. You're looking at, how can this affect me? How can I spend more money on takeaway food, you know, entertainment? And
yeah, I was going to say, that's if you're not just looking at the fucking TV and watching, you know, soccer or whatever. Whatever Aussies watch, I don't know.
Sports ball.
Yeah, there you go. That's the catch-all. Hey, do you want to tell us about, that's the one thing in the prep I didn't get a chance to read, was the Chinese in Antarctica. What's going on with that?
Well, there's the Antarctica, what's it called now? It's ATS, I think it is.
ATS, what is
it? It's Antarctic Treaty, or...
Look, guys, that's definitely Antarctic about Nephilim temples, I'm telling you.
That's what I was hoping.
No. Faceless ones are on tonight, so there's no Hollow World and Nephilim living in underneath Antarctica's volcanoes. Antarctic Treaty was signed in the 1950s, 1960s, I believe it was, and the treaty says Antarctica is to be used for scientific research. Now, presently, when you look at Antarctica, it's divvied up between several different countries. So you've got countries primarily like Australia has like a large contingency, along with France has a small stretch. I think New Zealand's got the bay, Norway's got some territory, United Kingdom had a fair bit, but they gave a lot to us, and Argentina. And I think even America might have a little bit as well. How it's broken down, but it's meant for scientific research. So right. Now we're negatively gearing how much money we're spending on R&D for new scientific discoveries in Antarctica, and also for missiles and for space travel and everything else. Excellent for telemetry down there. There's clear skies. There's no residual light leak over. There's no pollution. What's going to happen now is China are beating us to the punch and using a lot of this stuff for scientific research purposes, which is disguised for potentially military involvement or military development of Antarctica.
Always with them, yeah.
Do you think they've just letting them do it.
Come up with anything yet? Or?
There's been nothing concrete. If I see something posted through like Grattan or one of these institutes that do like future planning, I'll definitely post something on Talk, but presently it's more supposition than anything. It certainly is very unusual that this development's taking place and that we're letting them do that. So we're basically just cucking to them, and it's not setting a good precedent.
Is there any sort of, I wonder if there's any kind of like mediation between conflicting land claims and things like that down there? Probably not, really.
Well, there's not many countries that actually recognize the claimants to Antarctica that have, how would you call it, like Antarctic region as part of the ATS, the Antarctic Treaty System. So most countries don't recognize our right to claim to those areas, even though it was people like, you know, Englishmen or New Zealanders or Australians that actually cross and checked all that area and scouted and surveyed it all. They're saying, right. Oh, it's free yeah. land. It's not actually a claimed territory like in Europe or Africa or America, where there's been communities that have grown up there for the past 10 or 20,000 years.
China. Get to go down there and defend it if you want to say it's yours.
Yeah, exactly. But again, the Antarctic Treaty says you can't militarize Antarctica because it's meant to be neutral. It's meant to be like Switzerland, for example.
The US keeps special forces stationed there officially.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
I wonder which country's territory claim that big ass pyramid down there falls on.
That's what I was wondering about.
You know the one? The one that John Glenn tweeted about or whatever and then deleted it right away?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. ALS has a pretty good breakdown on the Antarctica shit. I'm going to search for it.
Oh, God, I'm sure he does.
I'd love to hear Faceless One's take on this if he come on the show about that.
There's a good 4chan thread about all of it that covers basically all the different ideas and prospects.
Did you see the one where supposedly this dude knew someone who was a researcher down there or, you know, visited?
Yeah, that's on the 4chan thread.
And he found this absolutely insane, like, huge underground complex with all these booby traps.
It's Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones-style temple. And he's, like, jumping over lasers. The Holy
Grail. Yeah, it's the Holy Grail.
Yeah, I don't know.
They used the world-lures to do it, but now they use robots. But then it included the story of H.P. Lovecraft, describing the cyclopean history of everything. Like, I've read that story before, so I can't really take that as full truth. But it's a cool idea.
I mean,
in terms of Paramount Studios, and that Paramount Mountain is actually the pyramid down there.
It
gets pretty construed, but it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Which one of his stories was that? At the Mountains of Madness, I think, right?
Well, I forget if there was more than one that he does covering Antarctica. So I can't remember, because there's one where it goes into the where they go in and see the cyclopean architecture and stuff, and he goes into one of the temples and sees all the writing on the wall and stuff explaining everything.
Remember when fucking John Kerry and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church went down there for no evident reason?
That was turn-in technology that we're not supposed to have.
Yeah, I mean, they said it was to, like, crack a bottle of champagne over some little chapel that was built, but come the fuck on. They went there for some reason we don't.
I was going to say, you brought up Antarctica, and I think the adrenochrome from penguins idea is pretty much the strongest one.
From penguins?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have that?
I don't know. This is one of the theories that's out there.
I could just see, like,
some guy
was
moving stuff from Antarctica up into, you know, civilization, and it was penguin brains.
Yeah, I could just see you, like, walking across the, you know, the frozen wasteland, and all of a sudden you happen across this huge machine that's just, like, juicing penguins into, like, a cup, and then some guy is just standing there drinking. Yeah, I mean, hey.
Just strapping all the, sucking out all the serotonin from their pineal glands.
Yeah.
Emperor penguins just getting drained.
I guess if you were going to do some wild shit that would get you, like, you know, in major trouble in the civilized world, you know, that's where you would go to do it, right?
This clown world is so fucked up, it's hard to tell, like, with some of the fake tweets and shit. What's real or what's so crazy? It's not, you know.
Yeah, I know. Even the John Glenn tweet, like, it's you have equal people shouting that it's fake and shouting that it's real. It's like, who the fuck knows?
Well, talk about the pyramids. What about the pyramids in China? I think it's in Xi'an. That should be opening in the next 10, 15 years. It's like an underground mausoleum, half buried, and it's got all traps in there apparently too, and mummies and whatnot.
That's what happened with the crust shift. Everything got shifted around and most of it got buried.
The crest shift. I don't know what that is.
That's when Atlantis shifted down to where Antarctica is now.
Oh, of course.
That's why the pyramids are covered in ice.
So wait, the pyramids poke up like through the Antarctic part, but they're from something that's below it?
Yeah. That's where the story with the guy that they went to the temple was explaining. Some parts of it was exposed, and then the other facilities, you know, where it's not. And there's Fitbit data that corresponds to that.
Well, until we form an expedition and get down there, we will.
You're not allowed to go. That's one of the other tricky parts.
So? Just go to a part where no one's there.
Just land a plane on the Chinese territorial claim on Antarctica.
No, you get into your Nazi UFO and you fly down there.
You're in the Cthulhu court, you know, music, and you wouldn't know how to escape. Scary shit down there.
Can
we just set up some live stream cameras or something? Is it too cold for that? Like, can we just watch what's going on?
Well, the interference from the pyramids makes that impossible.
That's fair.
What do you mean, like deer cameras?
Sure.
Well, yeah, you guys want to...
batteries freeze. And...
I want to see the penguin juicing operation. You know, I'm kind of excited by this.
Me too.
That sounds amazing.
You guys want to hit any of this other... I don't know how we can top penguin juicers and Nazi UFOs, but we do have some other shit we can hit if anybody wants to. I thought this story that, I don't know how many people know about this. This was news to me. This happened, I think, maybe a month or two ago, of this kid who ate. Now, the reason I bring this up is because there was a lot of bitching and crying and tears on the poll chat after the last episode. They thought we were attacking them. And, oh, God. There's this one, like, really stupid boomer mod over there who was like, oh, did they mention me? What did they say about me? But anyway, I thought maybe as a, you know, as sort of an olive branch, we could offer them a PSA, and specifically AOU, a PSA, about Chinese food. Because this story about this poor kid who got an infection from eating leftover, like, lo mein and some other chink shit, got an infection, like food poisoning, and... this poor dude got absolutely fucking wrecked by this infection. He had to have both legs amputated below the knee and all of his fucking fingers chopped off because he was septic. And it was like his entire body was like covered in these like weeping pustules, and it was basically as close to death as you can get without dying. I mean, he survived, but I'm sure he wishes he was dead.
I'm still not sure if it's not a vax accident.
I was gonna say, how old was this Chinese food? Was it like sitting out for a couple months?
He worked
like...
at the restaurant.
No, it was. I know he was a restaurant worker. I don't know if it was the same restaurant though. But it's a 19-year-old, and the food I don't think was out for some crazy amount of time. Like it wasn't months. I think it was a day or two. But the thing about it is, the organism that, because they isolated and grew out this organism that did this. And it was Neisseria meningitidis, which is not usually a food poisoning organism. It usually causes problems with the spinal cord and the brain and things like that. It's the one that you get vaccinated for in college because you get it from sucking face, usually. But so what that tells you is this disgusting Chinese food had to be so packed full of this bacteria to be able to get this wild infection that it had to be disgustingly covered in bacteria to begin with.
So the Chinese restaurant is like a cesspool that it came from.
Yeah, and that is because they fry their food in this gutter oil shit. Yeah. Do we want to play the gutter oil video? Because
we definitely
pretty disturbing stuff, dude.
Gross.
Play it.
All right, give me a second to pull it up here. But yeah, basically what they do is they. I guess fat that's, and I believe this is fat that's like already passed through the digestive tract. So let that sink in. but they scoop the shit out of the gutters and they boil it down and then serve it and use it in food preparation. So it really should come as no fucking surprise that this stuff is just. I mean,
that's a good strategy if you're homeless, maybe.
I mean, yeah, if you're starving. But anyway, let's take a look at how this shit's made because it's pretty gross. Very dramatic audio here.
It's all in a day's work for this woman. She opens up a manhole cover and scoops out as much slop as she can, delighted by what she finds.
Not starting
what
well.
Others might view as revolting, she sees
yeah.
as a bonanza.
Oh, the texture of that
she
shit.
She works
look at
in
that.
The streets of the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen, a foot soldier in China's so-called gutter oil industry.
Imagine the smell.
After more than 10 years in the business, she says she's made enough money to build a house for her family back in her home village 1,000 miles to the north.
How many fingers did were cut
her
off?
Her slop
because
eventually
of that?
Winds up in a processing plant like this one, where it's combined with other animal fat refuse to create recycled cooking oil. Workers
all
put the oil in barrels for delivery to restaurants and hotels.
How can you eat this? If you eat it, it can kill you.
Cooking oil has long been a cherished commodity in China, where stir-frying in a wok is the mainstay of daily meal preparation. The high profit margins from gutter oil production have proven irresistible. Chinese experts estimate that 1/10 of China's cooking oil is gutter oil, which has been found to contain carcinogens and other toxins harmful to humans. Most of it winds up in hole-in-the-wall restaurants and among street food vendors. Illegal production sites are often discovered after people living nearby notice a nauseating stench and alert the authorities. But many consumers doubt that China's dinner tables can be completely free of gutter oil.
All we can do is accept it. In our current society, everybody tries to swindle everybody else. There's nothing we can do about it.
Truth.
Yeah. He was right about that.
I just want to, like, remember that a lot of kids probably get thrown into the sewers. So it's probably, like, human fucking oil.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of everything.
Is that a Hong Kong thing, too, or is it China specifically? Anyone know?
I imagine it's anywhere with sewers and Asians.
I feel like I must have had it before. I probably had it before. That's like the worst part.
If you've eaten Chinese food, you probably had it. Hey, Uncle Doug, you got to unmute yourself, just FYI. So yeah, AOU, buddy, put down the dog dumplings because you're going to get sick. And, we would not want that. So yes, there's your PSA. Nasty shit.
So it's restaurant sewer refuse and rotten animal fat.
Yeah, and basically, yeah, it's sewage fat. Like, so fat from the sewage that congeals into these big
That's revolting. Well, I suppose you put enough chili, garlic, and MSG, anything tastes all right.
I just can't believe that the citizen was like, he's like, I accept this. This is just part of life. Like, you know,
yeah,
it's okay because, you know, everyone's just trying to, you know, make it big. You know, it's like, it's just the rat race.
And then at the end he goes, oh yeah, we all swindle each other.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
totally
yeah.
normal. That's just how we are. Yeah. Like, okay. I mean, well, I could have told you like, that.
We poison each other with food to survive. Yes, that's our culture.
Everyone does it.
I mean, we do it in America more subtly, right? We use like really shitty oils, and you know, you'll get like a heart attack in your 40s. But in China,
yeah,
they're like, nope.
We cut corners.
Yeah, yeah. It's like China, nope. Just take the gutter oil. Just take it.
But just that mentality of, oh, you know, we're all pieces of shit, and we always will be. So don't worry about it. It's like, damn. What else we got here? I got kind of a funny story here. About this. She was, I believe, yeah, a Georgia State employee. So this was some So a 43-year-old, okay, so we're already at a stretch to begin with here, because this is a story involving pregnancy. She scammed the school out of paid leave time by wearing a fake pregnant stomach. And then she got caught because the fucking thing like flopped off and someone saw it because the Velcro strap broke or something. So, yeah, if you're considering doing that to get some free paid leave, you know, make sure that shit's firmly secured. Otherwise, you're getting busted.
And how much maternity leave do you get in the States for that?
I think it really varies employer to employer. I think probably a big university, you probably get some decent, I don't know, maybe a couple months.
But down still, here, you'd get 2 years easy with that question.
Wow. Well, I'm surprised.
2 years scam, full paid.
More often down there, then. Maybe this will catch on.
Ridiculous. Where's your baby? I mean, what job do you expect that to go in here?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. At some point, the lie's going to unfold.
Because wouldn't you have to get like an increasingly bigger and bigger and bigger fake stomach to keep it going?
It'd be less effort just going to work.
I bet she wins a lawsuit against him in the end.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was like inflatable and you could just give it another couple pumps of air every day.
So, was she going to have a miscarriage? Is that like the end game?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I mean, I get the impression that none of this was thought out very thoroughly. If that answers all of your inquiries there. Oh, these dumb hoes, I tell you.
You know, she could have just got pregnant.
I was going to say, she's that in that least happy people in America category. It probably fits the profile.
42, that actually, yes. Yeah. So maybe that all kind of ties in. It sounds like maybe.
So she needs to do some wash some dishes and cook a steak. That'd be good for her.
It will, yeah. Especially now that she's probably unemployed, she's got to, you know, manage those stress factors. I do have a little white pill here that maybe we should bring in after, especially after that story. Is that the Texas Attorney General has declared sex change procedures and puberty blockers for kids to be child abuse, and it's become illegal. State of
That's
Texas.
Awesome.
Good news.
Yeah, and I know already, like, some of the, like, oh, what's her name there? Ellen Page, that little tranny chick who is like a boy now, was crying about it on Twitter.
She isn't a boy. She doesn't have a dick.
No, I know that, but she was bitching and moaning about how, oh, this is a travesty.
Oppression.
I don't think it's enough, you know, because it's like it's just Texas, man. You know, they're not going to affect
any
other
states. If I had kids, I would definitely move there. If I had a questionable wife.
Talk about Ellen Page. Did anyone see the photo of when she was in that TV show, The Umbrella Academy, and they all went on a day out to go to some sort of theme park?
Oh, God. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, there's a photo of her there and all the female cast and all the male cast, and she's about a quarter of the size of the male team.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah. She looks like a five-year-old boy or something. Basically.
Yeah, yeah. Look at me. I'm a real boy. She's like 4'2", about 30 kilos.
Yeah, she's... Oh, man. She's one of the goofiest-looking people probably alive right now.
I did see her chest pics, and it doesn't work.
Are they inverted? Or...
The scars aren't as bad as usual because I assume she has the money. So, but
her body
doesn't help.
Yeah, her body is really like in kind of in the uncanny valley. Like you see it and you can comprehend what it's supposed to be, but that shit does not look right.
Got to be better than her head is, though. I mean, the head is the worst part of her body.
Yeah, I know. She should get a bog job done and just get a giant cheek, you know, a giant fucking chin put in, and yeah, a big old bouffant on top. That'd be great.
There's nothing to lose.
Yeah, well, I guess she really did have nothing to lose because I don't think she was getting work, and that's probably why she did all this shit. Kind of extreme, if you ask me.
It's the target demographic that falls for that shit. Is just, you know,
Does anyone have any hot takes on the whole Russian-Ukraine thing? Obviously, shit kicked off pretty good.
Well, we could remember, too, with Ukraine, that the Russia invaded last year, too, and they set up a pro-insurgency group. So they were funding people for the intention of making a separatist movement for insurrection so they can make autonomous oblasts in Ukraine. So they're trying to pull the whole 1930s German thing, where they move into Poland and say, oh, we have German ethnics in Poland, but they were being persecuted in Poland, whereas Russians have only recently moved into Ukraine, taking territory from Ukrainians, taking businesses, siphoning out Ukrainian nationality, culture, language, and everything. And now they're saying that the Russians own those two territories of, was it Donetsk and Luhansk?
Yeah, I've been wondering for a while now, is there any credence to the notion that, you know, the Ukrainians, the people of Ukrainian nationality there are actually ethnically Russian and that they want to go back to Russia? I hear that, but I don't really know if that's true, though.
Well, I hear that as well, but they push a lot of it on RT, I think. I think they are, like, distinct, different cultures, and I think Russians have been playing this for a while because you've got to remember, too, they had the Balkans pipeline going down through towards Turkey, and Turkey have blocked that. And now to do with the Bosphorus Agreement, where you've got American warships can't enter the Bosphorus Straits, so they're building a parallel canal to allow American warships into the Black Sea. So now Russia's worried about that because they've got a lot of trade in the Black Sea. So now they want to take out the period, little peninsula there called, was it Luhansk on the south part? So they set this up over a year ago. This is all preeminated, I think. I think it's all planned.
I don't have really any empathy for prior USSR states. They all used to belong to them. It's not been that long.
But I think a lot of them don't want to go back either, because even a year ago, Russia attacked and invaded areas like, was it Moldova? No, Georgia and a few other ones. Azerbaijani.
Yeah, but yeah, he took over Azerbaijani. He helped their rebellion. Just like in Ukraine, there's more kike versus kike conflict going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you think they want to retake the Chernobyl plant area? What could possibly still be there that they want so bad?
Dirty weapons. Radioactive material.
What are they going to do with that?
Well, just leave it on the subway or something and just detonate it with some, fertilizer bomb or something. Just low effort. Bomb that's radioactive, dirty bombs.
Oh, so just like throw the radioactive shit in there with maybe like a conventional bomb?
Yeah, blast it, and then those people spread and take it home, and over the next years, and they get everyone just sick with radioactive material.
Wow, that's pretty fucking dirty.
Yeah. Well, Putin out too, sorry, vote you go.
I was just gonna say, what's in it for Putin is what I was wondering, because if the sanctions actually are enforced against him, then you know, all the oligarchs that he's associated with are going to pull out, right? That's not going to be favorable for him at all.
Oil pipeline through Ukraine. Simple as that. More oil access.
You think it's worth a gamble to him to piss off?
Yeah. And also expand territory and also protect himself against... America also want Ukraine to join... they got biolabs inside Ukraine, so there's a lot of pharmaceutical investment. Ukraine also the bread bowl of Europe, so there's a lot of money to be made through... things like potatoes, wheat, agriculture, feeding Europe. So they can also increase taxes on food and tariffs in Europe through trade, pharmaceuticals, investment. And there's also, if they join NATO, then they can build NATO bases on the Russian Western Front.
Plus, I think, doesn't Putin, I've heard that he really wants to sort of do a grand Russian reunification of former areas that were part of Russia basically during the Tsar times. And I think either Ukraine or specific parts of Ukraine are part of that. And that's kind of an additional reason why he's getting involved there.
I think that's definitely
it doesn't matter because the problem has been solved. Okay. OnlyFans whores have been offering 50% off for anyone living in Ukraine. I've got a screenshot of this skank here. So everybody's going to be too busy cranking it to be able to fight. So fucking party's over, boys.
Isn't this exactly?
You're trying to soldier spirit out of them. You know, that's what
Well, isn't this exactly what Israel did in the Middle Eastern conflict back in the 90s? Was it the 12-day war or Yom Kippur or whatever the war was? And they pumped pornography on the airways for Palestinians?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
That's the Jewiest thing I have heard all day
long. Yeah, just free porn for 2 weeks, and then that no one was really fighting.
Yeah, because everyone it turned into like the Coomer meme with the giant one arm and then the tiny shriveled up other arm.
Watching so, like, Marvel comics and cranking.
Yeah, I mean, you can't carry a rifle when you have, you know, an enormous arm and then one that doesn't work. I mean, you can't. Yeah, that won't happen. So that's good. Everybody can just rest easy because, yeah, we're saved.
There's going to be no World War III. I mean, that's my feeling on it. I feel like it's just going to be sanctions and then some sort of recovery from that, like, over time.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's just another Crimea.
I mean, it has a lot of parallels to Crimea in terms of the reasoning, but this one's obviously looking quite a bit more violent. Because I think they're in Kiev already.
I hope it turns into a fucking hot war. I'm tired of this bullshit.
Yeah, nothing ever happens, damn it. Kick it off. I don't know. Guess we'll have to see.
I don't want the Biden administration to use it favorably in the election. That's actually all I really care about, honestly. I just don't want the United States political power to take advantage of it and somehow get voters.
I don't see how they could take advantage of it favorably anyway at this point, because, I mean, their dick is looking pretty limp here with the way they've responded. Oh, we're going to, you know, take away your luxury goods for certain oligarchs. Like, okay,
we did all that stuff during Crimea. It didn't matter. Like,
yeah, I think with rubles as well on the stock exchange and a few other things. But overall, what the short-term net loss is for Russia is going to pale in comparison to how much money they're going to make by expanding their territory, trying to make the old USSR again, put an oil pipeline, hyperinflate prices, or just cut off water towards agriculture in Ukraine. There's so many benefits in them long term, and no one's going to put trips in the ground. They're just going to say, oh, naughty, naughty. And then in a year or 2 years, no one's going to care anyway, because now that most of Ukraine's ethnically displaced by, you know, Russian insurgents and Russian people that are ethnically Russian, that are, they've been sent there a year ago for the purposes of insurrection.
But he'll get away with it.
I mean, yeah, they're already in the capital. Like, it's over. These sanctions and shit are
1 week.
Yeah. So, I mean, anything they do sanctions-wise is kind of a foregone conclusion at this point if they're already in the capital, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, none of the sanctions are going to be significant enough, probably.
All right, I got one last thing here that we could probably hit because we just bumped an hour. So I've got Hank the Tank, which is this enormous black bear that's been roaming around California and breaking into people's houses and raiding their fridges.
The fucking 500-pound black bear is fucking boss.
I mean, this thing is, it looks like a huge molasses barrel on four legs walking around. Like, it's enormous. I think it must have some kind of like bear medical condition where it's always in like bulk up for hibernation mode all the time. But it's a black bear, and as we know, 13% of black bears commit all of the bear crime. And I actually read that when this thing breaks into people's houses, instead of that one bear that we covered a while ago that like would break into campsites and drink all the redneck beer, this black bear breaks into people's houses and drinks all the purple drink and scissor and eats all the skittles. And this article I read earlier today, there are actually three total enormous bears. It's not just the one that have terrorized, I think, like 30 plus houses.
That's so bad. And it has to be in a state that people don't have fucking guns.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a 500-pound bear, I mean, pretty much can just walk through a locked door. So you better have an elephant gun for that thing.
So how dangerous are black bears in the States?
They're, well, I think grizzlies and polars are the most dangerous by a lot. Black bears,
They're supposed to be the small, cuddly ones that you see climbing trees.
Yeah, they're the ones that you're supposed to try to intimidate if they come at you.
Yeah,
whereas grizzlies, you're supposed to play dead because you'll never have a chance. Hmm. But black bears are kind of diminutive enough that you can kind of,
rush at them and... out of trees and then have sex on them. I've seen one of those porns.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, it's a Russian kink porn. They go out into the woods, they shoot a black bear out of a tree, and then he fucks the girl on the bear. If you've never seen one of those porns, you've got to look it up.
Wow.
It was legit, like the Vero Bear and shit.
It's the most
alpha move in the world, I guess.
I was gonna say,
where was this?
This was on porn. That's what I'm saying.
Damn. Okay. Well, I'll file that one in the way back of the file.
Next week's OnlyFans.
Rule 32 or whatever. I don't know.
Damn. Wow. Well, on that note, I'm out of prep. It's been fun, boys.
I got one more thing I just want to throw in at the end. Just the ivermectin study is probably complete bullshit. The one that claims it had no effect in, I don't remember what they said, preventing. They use some terminology to make it sound like it's ineffective, basically, in the conclusion of the study. But if you look at the statistics, it says mechanical ventilation occurred 1.7 versus 4%, where 4% is if you take ivermectin. Right, another one is intensive care 2.4% versus 3.2%. That's 50% different, right? 28 day in hospital death, 1.2% versus 4%. I mean, how is that not meaningful and shouldn't that be at the top of the freaking article?
Technically, it might not make a statistical difference. That could be construed that way.
But it's not.
Even though the numbers straight up tell you, yes, it's effective. It's in that margin of error.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if it is the margin of error, right, that just means you should do another study to ascertain whether it is a margin of error. You don't make a conclusion
saying it doesn't help
you at all, right? So it's just like statistical lies, you know? And the one negative of taking ivermectin is it gives you the shits. And I think they use that as like an extra factor. It's like, oh, well, you know, you won't die in the hospital, but you might take a lot of shit. So, yeah, just get the vest.
Isn't that what antibiotics do every time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
a lot of medications do that. Maybe not most of them, but a lot of them do. They probably think that, like, just dumb normies are going to just see the two small numbers and then just write it off. It'll go right out of their head, you know?
Yeah. And then post-Wall Helena will have a study to reference.
It's like misunderstand and quote the wrong parts. Yeah, sounds about right. It's funny. I invited Helena on the show to do this episode, and her response was that she actually was not adequately stocked with Franzia to make it through the interview. So too bad.
Missed opportunity.
I did try. Oh well, we'll get her next time.
All right, that's all I got on ivermectin. So should we do a send-off? Anyone got any last words?
Fuck you, nigger faggots.
That was a good one.
Chinese gutter always tastes better with MSG.
Yeah, I think that's probably an essential component. Like, if you don't have that in there, yeah, that ain't happening.
All right, gents, thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, thanks for being here. All women are whores.
AOU is still a faggot. Hope you made it to the end to hear that. That's all I got.
Amen.
All right, see you guys.
See you later.